Hello, everybody. My name is Paulo Freitas Gomes. I work at Federal University of Jataí in Goiás, and I'm here to present the work we are developing. And the title is Couple Dynamics of Agents and Links on the Random Geometric Graph, Phase and Topological Transitions. So the idea is to study the interaction between the states of the agents and the states of the links in a model using Monte Carlo simulations. All the calculations in the stationary regime for a long time. And usually only the states of the nodes are used in the model, right? But recently the states of the links and the interaction of these states with the states of the agents is becoming more relevant. And the coupling between these two dynamics, right, is important to define the final phase of the system. So in figure one, we have the six types of pairs in the model. We have two types of nodes and two types of links. Each node can be blue or red, which can be cultural states or opinion states. And each link can be friendly or non-friendly. The idea is that with these six combinations, they can be satisfying or unsatisfying pair. A satisfying pair is when the two nodes of the same opinions, they are connected by a friendly link. Or two nodes with different opinions are connected by a non-friendly link, and unsatisfying otherwise. The idea of the dynamics is that all pairs try to be satisfying. And the final situation where all pairs are satisfying is an absorbing phase of the system, because once everybody is satisfying, there is no change anymore and the dynamics comes to a halt. And the control parameter of the model is the probability P, which determine the chances of change, like shown on figure one. The order parameter of the system is the density of unsatisfying pairs, because when this density is zero, so we have the absorbing phase, only satisfying pairs. And we see this phase diagram on figure two. We implement the model on the random geometric graph, where the radius alpha is the defined parameter of this network. So we see it's a similar diagram that was obtained by Saidian on the scientific reports of 2019, which is the base for this work. We also propose a second order parameter, which is the modularity or assortative coefficient, which is a measure of how much one kind of link connects two nodes of same times. So in figure 3b, we have the full network with the two types of links. In the figure C, we have the friendly associate network with only the friendly links. And in figure B, we have the non-friendly associate network with only the non-friendly links. So we calculate the modularity for the network in figure C and in figure D. So we have one modularity for consider only the friendly links, and another modularity consider only the non-friendly links. And we have the two phase diagrams using these modularities in the figure 4. And in the case of the friendly modularity, when this lambda f is maximum, is because all links connect same types of nodes. And in the non-friendly network, so the modularity will be minimum, which means in the absorbing phase, which means that all links connect different types of nodes. So the modularity, they are good to reproduce the phase diagram as the density of unsatisfying pairs. And we also calculate this border, the phase transition, using short time Monte Carlo simulations. This is a on-progress, ongoing work, and these results are the results from the first initial tests. Thank you.